Well, lots of places will start off with fog. They won't have clouds and even maybe a shower. There'll be a little bit of sun. It stays mild today. And then we have some sun for Thursday and Friday and in the low 70s. Now, the weekend, a little bit sketchy. Saturday, kind of cloudy, low 70s, but abruptly cooler for Sunday. I mean, it's only going to be in the 50s, and there could be a little bit of light rain or drizzle around. And looking like things will get mild again early next week. So nothing stormy yet coming our way. Hurricane Epsilon, 75-mile-per-hour winds, moving to the east of Bermuda on Thursday, and then it will turn north-northeast back out into the Atlantic. Okay, cell phones. What did people do before cell phones? And we're talking in the car specifically. Nothing bothers me more than seeing someone driving and talking on the cell phone. Now, if you cannot pair your cell phone with your car, you should not be on that phone while driving. One hand on the wheel is bad enough, but in conversation, that means you don't have 100% attention on the road. It's one thing when I see that locally around the neighborhood, but it's another thing on a highway. Absolutely not. So what can be done about it? That's a great question. We need TV commercials to dramatize what could happen to someone who talks on the cell phone while driving, just like those cigarette commercials you see. How about them devising a way that if your car detects a cell phone and it is not paired, it automatically disables your phone? And I know it could be done, I'm sure. Everything takes money. Cell phones in cars should only be used if absolutely necessary and only if hands-free. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.